we're extremely happy to be in the semi-final. I think at the beginning of the year, if we were told that, we would have taken your arm off for it. So we have to be very thankful for that. The game itself, I suppose, to post 122 or 123, you know, in a quarter final, that's something we would be very, very happy with as well. The modern game, the way it goes, this man has got tagged very heavily in a couple of games, and that's the way the game has gone. And so you need that sort of spread of scores coming from all over the place. And thankfully, we got that today. People were popping up all over the place, which was very, very important. I think defensively, you know, we conceded 118, and Louth looked very threatening and very dangerous at times. So there's certainly areas there that we'll be able to go back and look at. But I suppose the most important thing in Championship football, as everybody knows in the room, is to get to progress. And once you progress, you've got a chance to sort things out and make them better for the next day. So no, we're delighted. We're delighted to get over the line. Delighted for the supporters, the people of Donegal, you know, here and abroad, that tune in to watch the team all the time and give us massive support. So we're delighted on all those fronts. And you know, it's another fortnight. There's a month to go in that competition. It's another fortnight we've got now. We've bought ourselves, and we must now try and make that count. I know Pádraig Joyce very well, which will be good. Like, you know, and we watched the match last night that we were talking earlier there. You know, I don't think there was many people that would have given Galway much chance at half time. But they did. They believed in themselves, you know, and they brought a huge amount of quality and composure to the game in the second half, and belief. That's probably the most important thing. And they've had a really, really challenging season in terms of injuries. And I've spoken with him once or twice during the season, and you know, he was always trying to shake those injuries off because he believes so much in his players. So that'll be a huge challenge for us. But you know, one again that we will have to relish now.
Jim, the All-Ireland champions being beaten last night, is that laser in the focus coming into today? Did you have any conversations after watching that game yesterday?
No, we all watched it together in the hotel. You know, you can't go down that road. Like, you know, like obviously Dublin have been amazing for so long. So whenever they get beat, it's a big moment in the championship, if you like. But our focus was on Louth, and it doesn't change anything now for the semi-finals as well. Now that we know that it is, we can actually go home early now.
Yeah, surely not so bad. Early. Yeah,
we don't have to watch the semi-finals. it won't change anything. We're going to be, you know, doubling down now to focus on Galway as much as we can, try and get ourselves right for that and go from there. We were able to keep on tagging scores in Ballyshannon, but we never were able to really shake them off until the last 10 minutes. And we had a similar scenario today, which is great because we kind of knew that was going to be coming. I think, you know, it would have got maybe a bit more tighter coming down the second half, down the stretch in the second half, if we hadn't had that experience in Ballyshannon. But they're very much on an upward trajectory. They've got some brilliant players, some brilliant running power. Sam Mulroy kicked, you know, some amazing points there off the ground as well, you know, in clutch moments. So they're certainly a team that is coming, and you know, we're delighted to get over the line. The most important thing in Championship football is to get into the next round, and we're in the next round now. We've got 2 weeks, and we must try and make that fortnight count as much as we can now, and prepare to the best level possible to give ourselves the best chance to play Galway. All of these games, you know, we can talk about Dublin, Kerry, but all of these games are just individual battles, you know, that you have to try and understand and develop a plan around and then execute, and that's the hard part. So Galway will present the next challenge for us, and we have to try and solve those problems now over the next 2 weeks.
Ryan, you've felt the wrath of man markers over the last couple of years at various stages. A couple of good points today. Pádraig Mogan's doing you no harm now. A lot of the attention is going to be on him. What a performance.
Yeah, listen, Pádraig's a phenomenal player, you know. What he does every single night of training, you know, is what he's doing out in the pitch and going into it. So listen, it's unbelievable. I think, to be fair, Jim touched on, different men are going to get marked different sort of days. We have to be threats all over the pitch, so we do. And I think, to be fair, in Donegal at the minute, we have a lot of threats coming from all over the pitch. I'm not sure how many different scores we had today, but I think we'd score from everywhere. So it's massive, you know. And we're putting up big scores, I suppose. From our point of view, we'll have to look at the defensive side of things and the points we conceded, but we're putting up big scores, and hopefully we can keep that going.
Jason has probably had a lot of injuries and managed himself a lot through the Ulster Championship, and we had to kind of make a decision about 3 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago, around an injury that he had been carrying, and we decided to take him out And to sort of build him up, and so he'll be absolutely in the mix for the semi final. And again, that was another hugely important thing for the group to get over the line, because he's doing everything he can to be ready. And thankfully now he's sort of out the other side of the medical part now, and he's pushing forward with his training. So Jason will certainly be in the mix. Listen, if we couldn't win it, I'd be delighted for Pádraig and Galway to win it. That's the God's honest truth. We had great times together. He's a great fella, a great football man, and very driven. And we had great memories down in Tralee, and have always stayed in contact. And I am looking forward to that, you know, because I know that one of us will progress to the final. That's been honest, and the radio silence might kick in for a wee while, but I might send him a cheeky text tonight. But apart from that, I think that'll be it for a fortnight.